Tommy, you're on the phone, Medford. May I help you?
Hey, is this Sky Bar?
Hey, Brad, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
We just heard Broken Clocks from Extra Credit.
Yes.
How you doing?
I heard it.
Not bad, good, you? Good. I'm doing well. I've known you a while now. I just want to quickly recount the first time I saw the connection. You're now on your own with this release, but it was way back when I think Let It Rock came out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going way back a bit, and I saw you guys on, I think it was Interpunk. I used to go on that site now and then, and I saw you at the band. I was interested in it, and I ordered it, and the CD came in the mail. And I was like, wow, this is great stuff. And that, so I looked, and you were playing the Plow and Star that night, that very night.
No kidding.
And I had no, so I went to the Plow, and I go in, and Lou Mansdorf's there. I had no idea there was a Lou connection. So Lou's like, you want to meet the guys? I'm like, yeah. And so that's it. And now here we are. You got the solo thing out. And what went into that? What went into deciding to put out a solo effort?
Really, it just was born out of, like, just I've been writing a lot of songs lately, and The Connection had done another record last year.
Right.
Wish You Success.
Yep.
And so, you know, I still had some songs kicking around, and I thought it'd be fun to do a record where I played everything, played all the instruments and wrote most of the songs and produced it kind of myself. And so just over the course of, like, most of 2018, that's kind of how it came together. I went to the recording studio a couple different times and, did the drums and did all the drums first, and then did some parts at my home studio and went back to Thundering Skies, you know, where we're
staying. Yeah, it's great stuff.
Chris Rogers also plays on it too. Just he plays like all the piano and keyboards. It's like the one instrument I can't play.
Yeah, super talented dude Chris is. He's been on a couple times on the show, yeah. So, I mean, I hear a lot of people, they liken your sound. I hear the Stones, they say the Ramones. I also sent some mm-hmm. Beach Boys stuff in there. So, obviously, these bands all influenced your writing and the style and the way you play and all that stuff. Am I right in that assumption that, it's all those older bands and then you bring some of your own to it, your own stuff, and it just works out great?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, those are definitely some of my big influences, and I'm just like a big fan of rock and roll, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, rock and roll, the power pop, new waves,
yep.
Some of the punk rock, obviously, you know.
And there's a blend of it all in there. There's a blend of, I think there's some pop elements, there's some rock, there's some punk, so you do a good job of blending all that different stuff.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I try to mix it up a little bit, you know. Some songs are more rocking and some are more on the pop side, but yeah
I'm going to play a lot of it. I'm going to play quite a bit of it. After we hang up, I'm going to play quite a bit of the, because I think it's great stuff. And I also think it's cool that you put lyrics in here. You know, again, that harkens back to the day when you had albums and you had lyrics in the album, and it was kind of, I think that's kind of cool. I think you did that with The Connection. Didn't you do that with the last Connection release too? I think there were,
yeah, we did. The Connection did it. We Wish You Success. I don't know if we did it for Let It Rock. I don't think we did.
Not Let It Rock, but yeah.
Actually,
I think
actually,
Wish
I think
You
the
Did.
Last Connection, I Wish You Success we did. I think that might have been the first time that we did the insert. And then, so this new record, Extra Credit, has the lyrics and all that, so, which I like. I agree with you. I like.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know, a lot of people listen to music on vinyl, and I kind of like both the CD and vinyl versions of the record of the album. Have all that, which is cool, because I always like to read through the credits of a record who played what. I mean, in this case, it's basically all me and then Chris, but like I always like to look through the record. Sometimes there's cool pictures or know that, oh, somebody else played bass on that song. I thought it was Bill Wyman, but it's actually Keith Richards or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it's part of the fun, I think, looking at that kind of stuff. I know you collect a lot of vinyl.
The lyrics.
Yeah, you have a song here, Broken Records, kind of tongue-in-cheek about vinyl. I'm going to play it later. But I know you must play a lot of vinyl. You put a lot of stuff, a lot of these stuff is on vinyl, right? Your releases on CD and vinyl.
Yeah, I mean, everything that I've ever done is on vinyl, either through Rumbar here in the States or like Post Highway Recordings in Spain.
Yeah.
Usually with The Connection, there'll usually be the U.S. version and then like a European version. And yeah, I collect vinyl. I'm a big vinyl guy. A lot of people, my age are, you know, late 20s,
yeah, early 30s. It's bounced back. It's gone away for a bit, quite a bit, actually. People are actually getting rid of their vinyl, and now it's all the rage again.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I've met a lot of people that are like, damn, I had all these cool records,
yeah.
You know, and now they're gone. I just threw them out, and so I don't want to bother. That's why I still, you know, both The Connection and solo put out CDs, because there's a lot of people.
Yeah, I do both.
You know, yeah. Some people do both. Some people got rid of vinyl, and they just don't want to do the financial investment against. But
right.
They want to support artists, so they do CDs. And, you know, it's tough, because a lot of cars don't even have CD players anymore.
Right, I know. I guess that's the coming. My car has one now, but everyone's saying the same thing. You can't. I'm like, damn, what am I going to do? Because I do have a ton of CDs. I have CD players in the house, though, so I'll be all right.
Yeah. I don't have them in the house, but my car has one.
Yeah.
I throw one on every once in a while.
Yeah. So you got some shows, some release shows coming up.
Yes, I do. Yes, this weekend. This
the one
Friday,
at Sally O's.
Yeah, Sally O's is the one obviously most of your listeners would care about down there in Boston.
Yeah.
That's a Sally O's in Somerville, Sally O'Brien's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with Stop Calling Me Frank, another Rumbar band.
Yeah.
And Chris Rogers and the Dirty Gems as well. They obviously, you know, Chris played on a million Connection recordings.
He plays on a lot of stuff. Super nice kid.
Yeah, he's just he's a keys guy, you know. I mean, he's played on The Connection, Kurt Baker. He plays. He's the only other musician on my record, and he mixed the record, too, so it was really convenient. But, yeah, he's played as a sideman in a bunch of bands. Scott Sari, he's played with. Chris Rogers, Dirty Gems, the Brad Marino Band, and Stop Calling Me Frank.
Be there.
You know, I think, it'll be great to see you. I haven't seen you in a while.
The Sally's is slightly improved, too, probably since the last time you were there. They've made some slight renovations to it. It's a nice little place now.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Connection Parade must have been in early 2018, I think. Last year.
I think I was there, but it's a little, they're minor, but it is a little bit, you'll probably notice, it's a little bit better off than it was. And you got some release shows in New Hampshire, too. Why did you get something up there?
Yeah, and then Friday I'm playing, WFCA Radio has a little stage called the Button Factory Stage. So I'll be doing that locally in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Friday night. It was cool that I was able to squeeze a couple of record release shows in. Record comes out in the U.S., obviously, Friday, so.
You bringing this overseas?
I hope to someday.
Yeah.
I think probably next year.
Yeah, I know you might be busy in the immediate future. But, yeah.
So,
hey, I know you're busy. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Skybar.
Yeah, I'm going to play, like I said, listen in. You'll hear a lot of this. I'm going to play probably four more tracks off it anyway, and rock and roll.
Excellent.
Thanks again, Brad.
I'll see you at the
show.
And I'll be listening.
Sure enough. All right, man, thanks.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Brad Marino. Thanks for calling in from The Connection. Now he has his own solo release called Extra Credit. And I played Broken Clocks, was the first tune you just heard off it. Before that, we played The New Frustrations with Radio Generation, Springsteen, The Ties That Bind, and a band called The Breakdowns with a song called UK Youth. But I'm going to play a couple more off of Extra Credit, final release by Brad Marino. Here goes.
Yeah. This is Nate Bowman from Callis 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
It's 8:33 WMFR in Medford. That was kind of a lengthy period of playing some tunes. I want to tell you what we did. A lot of Brad Marino. He just called in. He has a CD, Extra Credit, just came out. He has a show at Sally O'Brien's this Saturday, along with Chris Rogers and Stop Calling Me Frank. So I played Come On, Come On, Come On from Extra Credit. Before that, Chris Rogers with a song called I Know off Losing the Frequency. Chris will be at the show. He's another fine performer. Brad Marino, Broken Record, No One Else Tried It, and Broken Clocks, all from Extra Credit. 8:34. I'm going to play something by Bob Mould now. I'll probably get and play, I'll probably play another thing from Brad's new release in a little bit, but right now this is Bob Mould.
I'm lost again, I'm not afraid to die.
Well, she stumbled into my life with a bottle in her hand. And when she spilled it all over my jeans, I fell to her command. Oh, I wanted to make her mine, though she could hardly stand. Take care of a mess and mix her drinks and begin to understand. In the morning, she woke up beside me. She was lying in my bed. And as the thoughts of our future together assembled in my head, oh, I wanted to make her mine, but my dreams did not come true. As she slowly came round and looked at me and said, who the hell are you? Every time I see her, she's falling all over the place. Every time I see her, she's falling all over the place. It's been 6 weeks now since she moved in, though I've only seen her twice. And I love the way she ignores me and never says goodbye. Oh, I wanted to make her mine, but I was living a fantasy. If I had just one wish, she would sober up and fall in love with me. Every time I see her, she's falling all over the place. Every time I see her, she's falling all over the place.
WMFO in Medford. That was Stop Calling Me Frank with Every Time I See Her. They're going to be at the show. Sally O'Brien's is Saturday night, along with Brad Marino and Chris Rogers. We heard Bye Bye Johnny from Extra Credit. Of course, that's a cover, Chuck Berry cover song by Brad. And we heard The Outlets with Third Floor thrown in there. And Bob Mould with Lost Faith. It's 8:46. I'll be back one more time to babble to say see ya. Right now, though, I'm from Gary Clark Jr.
City gonna eat it up, eat it up. My
bringing this thing home with a bang. That was Mono in Stereo with Late Night Confessor. They have new material coming out shortly. I've heard a lot of it, and I like it. You'll be hearing that, obviously, when I get it. Duck and Cover before that was Stand Corrected. The Downbeat 5 with I Found Out. Gary Clark Jr., Gotta Get Into Something. WMFO in Medford, I'll see you next week. I'm going to leave you with a quick one by a band called Pee Wee. Stick around. Sammy will have his always entertaining show coming up next. But right now, to the Pee Wees. Peace.